Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is the first episode of the 2015 edition of Dog Days of Podcasting.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So, it's Tuesday evening, it's 8:42 p.m. Central Time. I have been thinking about what to record all day. I had a theme, I swear. I was going to do awesome interviews with all the women I know in my life who have meant something to me, because in 2 weeks I'm turning 45. And 35 didn't bother me, and 40 didn't bother me, but for some reason 45 has me freaking out. I think it's because it's a new ticky box in all the forums that ask you how old you are. I can't pretend that I'm even close to young anymore, although I still get carded. But that's because I'm 5 feet tall, and when you're short, people always think you're younger than you are. In any case, about 3 months ago, I bought this fancy-smancy new audio rig for my computer upstairs because I do a lot of audio drama work, and I needed something that I could record with that worked in Windows 8 and 10 because my old awesome Samsung CO10 mic stopped working when I switched to a different version of Windows. I found out that I needed something that had its own power, and now I have a preamp and I have all these plugs and it's really cool, but it doesn't work right in Skype because it isn't designed to. So I don't have headphones that work in Skype anymore because my dog ate my last pair. And I didn't realize that until I was about to do my first recorded interview. So I had to move all my interviews back a couple weeks, and I will have new headphones for Skype on Thursday. And in the meantime, this is just a rambling intro post about what you're going to hear this year. So I'm doing a bunch of interviews. I'm not doing 30 because I realized that 30 interviews in 30 days is more than even I, who have done interviews professionally, really want to do. So I'm going to do a few. I'm probably going to do one or two a week, maybe three. It depends on how ambitious I get and how much people's schedules mesh with mine. I'm going to continue doing essays and flash fic just like last year. But this year I have something new, which is for the last 121 days, I have been doing this project called 100 Days of Making. That's part of it's an Instagram project, and a lot of people were involved, and it should have been done 21 days ago, but it took me 121 days to do my 100 days, because I took 3 weeks off in the middle, because everyone in my family and all my dogs managed to get sick, and I had no voice, and I had no creativity, and then I was, like, working on stuff to catch up with what I didn't do while I was sick, and then my husband nearly died from an anaphylactic allergic reaction, and it was just scary. So I have 100 sticky notes on my fridge and on my Instagram, which is Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, on Instagram. You can see pictures of all 100 note cards. They're usually, it's one line of dialogue, mini scene, paragraph, or image, like a dialogue representing an image every day. And I did 100 of them. And I finished the last one this morning, which is why I'm not recording this until now. So some of the things that came out of those Instagram post-its were a series of things that begin, so I have this theory, and some of them are tagged with scenes from a marriage, which are really not autobiographical, though they could be. And some of them are from a science fiction project I'm working on. Actually, there are two science fiction projects I'm working on. One of them is a science fiction romantic comedy thing based on the first coffee bar on Mars. And the other one came out of a piece of fanfic I was writing, and it's sort of a YA sci-fi thing. And I'm not even sure I really should talk about it any more than that, because I think it's actually the one that might go somewhere. But I'm having fun with it, and that's all that matters. So anyway, this is my intro cast, and I'm Melissa, and I'm the Bathtub Mermaid, and right now, my pool is as warm as a bathtub, because it was 101 degrees today, and it's supposed to be 106 by the end of the week, and it's Texas, so our heat comes with humidity. Oh, joy. So I'm going to leave you all with that thought, and if you want to do an interview with me, you don't have to be a woman, you just have to contact me through the Bathtub Mermaid website, or you can email me, Miss Meliss, MissMelysse at gmail.com, and say, yo, I want to be interviewed, and then we'll set something up. It's 10 questions. Everybody gets the same 10 questions. I wrote them, and I'm not telling you what they are in advance. Haha. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm really excited about doing Dog Days again this year, and I hope you are too. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Meliss A. Bartel and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Meliss, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Down